Welcome to Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty and staff members about their college years.
My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan. Today's guest is Cheryl Christopher, Postal Services Assistant in the Phillips Hall Mail Center at Ithaca College. Cheryl, thank you for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All righty, sounds fantastic. So we're going to start with some general questions, and then we're going to get more personal.
Let's have it.
Let's begin. You told me you attended college for a semester. Before going to college, what did you think college was going to be like?
So the college that I thought that I would be probably going to was nothing like I thought I would be going to like Ithaca College. I ended up going to TC3, which is definitely a very small college compared to Ithaca College. So it wasn't as big. I really didn't have an expectation of what it was going to be like. I didn't really think about it. I just knew that I wanted to go to college, so I signed up and went.
So then, once you got to TC3, what did you think?
To me, it was small. A lot of us went to basketball games and wrestling matches even before I joined the campus. I knew a lot of people, so it was just, to me, it was fun. I liked meeting people, and I liked to study, so it was fun just going to college.
Wonderful. Was there any particular course that you really enjoyed?
I started out doing data processing because computers were just, making it big.
What got you interested in computers since they were, new at the time?
When I was in high school, I took a year to do data processing up at BOCES here in Ithaca. So then I just wanted to further that career after that.
Cheryl, was there any particular course that you did not like when you were there, like within that semester, was there a course where you're just like, I really don't like the course I'm taking?
There was not anything that I didn't like. So to me, I think it was probably just the way I was brought up. It's like, you do what you have to do, let's not complain about it. And this is the courses that I needed to take.
Now, Cheryl, I'm definitely curious. In attending college one semester, just tell me about what happened after your semester. What was next for you?
I ended up getting married and having two children within 2.5 years from each other. So then I became working part-time at the post office as a mail carrier. And then that led into a clerk and then a postmaster. And then I ended up moving out of state, so I became a full-time mom. And then became a babysitter for years. And then ended up getting this job.
If I'm not mistaken, lots of people know who you are and interact with you at the Postal Service. So can you just tell me... Tell me about some of the connections and relationships you have with your students.
Every day is different. I love coming to work, love meeting students. I love meeting their parents. I feel like I'm a mom away from, their families. I always think back when I was, students' ages. So I think I just get it, having my own children and having grandchildren. I think I just really communicate with them. And I have a lot of compassion for the students. I've met a couple Hollywood children stars here, and they're nothing like people would think because they want to be low profile. So it's just, people are just all different, and then they become friends, and they never thought they would become friends with people that either look like that or, were in this kind of a background. And it's just nice to see that.
What would you say, then, that's like for you as the observer to see people come together like that? Like, how do you feel when you see really different people coming together?
I can tell you there was two of my students that were totally different. One young lady dressed very, very nice, and she was absolutely beautiful looking at her, not even knowing her personality. And then I had another student that she continually dyed her hair. None of her clothes matched. And she was beautiful when you got to know her in her own personal way. Then you knew, oh, she's actually beautiful. The two students were in a conversation one day and said, because they worked together for 4 hours, 3 days a week, and they got to say, I heard the conversation, they were saying, we probably would have never even talked if we didn't work together. And they ended up being really good friends. And I know just from Facebook, they keep in contact to this day. To me, that's the beauty of learning of other people's lifestyles. you know, and how they were brought up and what their dreams are. You don't get to know. And they were totally. They went to school for totally different things too. The one that was very colorful, she loved to write poetry, and she was a beautiful writer. And the other one was going for a PT. So they were totally different, but they learned off each other. And that's the one thing I wish that everybody would learn in this world, that we're all different, but we can learn from each other.
Can you tell me one piece of advice that you like to give to college students?
I would say, please be your own person. I know people are brought up certain ways, but then when they go off on their own, you know, you're standing on your own 2 feet. So, you know, you need to live with yourself and love yourself first before you can love other people. You know, we need to wake up and be happy that we're alive that day. And don't hold grudges. Smile at everybody. Might be the only smile they get that day. Just learn to enjoy life.
That's all such beautiful advice. I want to briefly go back about one piece of advice you said about love and loving yourself. Joe, can you tell me regarding love at this age? I think some people are experiencing, you know, and experimenting mm-hmm. romanticism. During your college years and getting married, what is your piece of advice for students about love?
So I've seen a lot of my students in love, but then, you know, when things don't work out, you know, obviously they go through the whole emotion where they're sad and angry and upset and, you know, and it just wasn't the right person, because obviously later on we all find somebody else and go, you know, oh goodness, I wonder if I would have just, you know, thrown myself at that person. So, you know, if it doesn't work out, there's always tomorrow or next year. But you need to focus on yourself first. I think so many people, including myself, no matter what age you are, that once you start dating, a lot of us lose ourselves. We want to please the other person. So we probably stop, you know, exercising, going out and maybe playing pool or darts, you know, with our friends once a week. So we don't enjoy our own time. I think a lot of us lose that. So we really need to keep perspective of putting yourself still first every so often is fine. But a lot of us don't. And I do see that with some of my students. And we've talked about it in the office. And they're like, wow, you know, you're right. I don't, you know, go jogging on Tuesdays and Thursdays like I used to, because I want to be with, you know, their partner. So I hope that they learn from that at a young age, because the older we get, a lot of us do lose that.
This was a very profound thing you said to me a couple days ago, too. Students seem to be growing up a lot faster than they used to. So can you kind of explain or tell people about what that means to you?
I think when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, you know, there wasn't this technology. You know, a lot of us, you know, became friends with all of our neighbors, or, you know, we were helping our neighbors. You know, we weren't watching TV. There was no computers. I think it was, obviously, it was a different time. I really don't remember the world being so angry. The older I get, it just seems like things aren't peaceful like it used to be. Being with the students, I see sadness of what they're going through, whether it's the international students and their, you know, their countries are being bombed, you know, or the streets, you know, maybe in the city, you know, people are, you know, shooting and stabbing people. I just don't remember that when I was growing up. And it's very sad that the young adults see and hear that, and their friends are being taken away from them or their families. And that just hurts me to see what they're going through.
Well, Cheryl, then, regarding either the maturity of these students now, or love, or just college in general, is there anything else that you'd like to say about what we just talked about, or is there anything else you'd like to explore or just say within this podcast?
The students here, I think, especially within the last year or so, have really come together and people realize, you know, what is actually going on, that there is a lot of discrimination and there's a lot of hate in this world. And just from the students that I know, I think that they've done a darn good job bringing it out into the open, especially with us faculty and staff members. A lot of the stuff that was going on last year here on campus, especially, a lot of people didn't know that faculty and staff also, you know, go through that. So during the walkouts and things, that's why a lot of people showed up. They taught us a lot. The students really taught the faculty and staff a lot. And I would just say, you know, don't back down. You know, you're doing a good job the way that you're doing it. You're not doing it out of revenge, or you're not doing it nasty, angry way. You're really putting it out there. And I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the Ithaca College students.
This has been Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty about their college years. My name is Luke Harbor, multimedia editor of the Ithacan, and today I spoke with Cheryl Christopher, Postal Services Assistant in the Phillips Hall Mail Center. Cheryl, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure.